We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Olivia Rockman. Macy's planning to close its flagship store in San Francisco's Union Square and sell the building. It's all part of the company's plan to shutter 150 underperforming locations. So, Olivia, what is the company saying behind the closures and its focus going forward?
Macy's, ever since 2020, has been struggling to kind of keep customers coming in the door. While it did have a kind of boost from the pandemic, it since then has seen consecutive sales declines. And so it's really trying to prioritize the stores that do still have a loyal customer base. And so that's why it's made this decision to close 150.
When they say they're focusing on Bloomingdale's and Blue Mercury, how have those stores been doing and why are they performing better?
We know that the luxury and beauty categories across retail have been stronger than the kind of middle market brands. And so that's their attempt to kind of plug more into both products that are popular, but also products that sell for better margins.
So they are going to focus on those, and those tend to be smaller stores, right? I mean, this one in San Francisco was 400,000 square feet. It's a massive building, and you know, you aren't going to see department stores doing that anymore.
That's right, and actually Macy's itself, outside of Blue Mercury and Bloomingdale's, has been creating these off-mall Macy's stores that are about half the size of the square footage of, you know, the typical big Macy's that you would think of. And so, yeah, not only are they focused on luxury, but they're also focused on shrinking the size of any new Macy's brand locations.
To what extent does the fact that people, you know, they don't go in and they try on clothes anymore, or that online shopping has taken a big chunk out of that, you know, the pleasure you get in going a day, having a day of shopping?
Well, it's important to remember that 2/3 of Macy's sales do still come from stores, and the other third come from online. And so people are going to Macy's stores to shop. It's just a smaller slice of the pie than it was, you know, before we had e-commerce. And so what's really important now is for that, when shoppers do go to stores, it should be a really seamless experience. People don't want to go to a store that has clothes all over the floor, that aren't organized, where they can't find employees to help them. And so that's what Macy's really needs to work on, is making sure the store experience is a positive one for the customers that are going in.
It really seems odd, though, that they are focusing on these higher end luxury brands when we keep hearing about inflation and, you know, credit card debt and people spending. You used to talk about retail therapy. I'm wondering to what extent mm-hmm. that still is a thing.
Yeah, I think Macy's sees the investment in luxury as kind of a long-term play. They've described this new real estate strategy as a 3-year plan. And so I think while they understand that the economy is changing and maybe weakening in 2024, I think their thought is, like, in the long term, luxury is where people want to be shopping. So that's their plan for now, at least.
Yeah, Macy's, you used to be able to look for sales. I'm not sure how much you see the sales in Blue Mercury or in Bloomingdale's.
That's right. So Blue Mercury especially, they don't run sales as often, in part because skincare and beauty products don't go on sale in the same way that clothes are marked down. It's just a different industry. But Bloomingdale's the same. You know, luxury products, because they're designer and because they have often these main brands behind them, can charge more and they don't make as many SKUs, right? And so they don't have to discount at the same rate.
That is Bloomberg's Olivia Rockman. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg TV coming up at 2 p.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.